Knowing it was a one-way flight, I couldn't even really like picture myself doing it yet because it still felt so far out. You put yourself out of your comfort zone. No one's really gonna understand it unless they've been through it. That first day, man, was it hard. Time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today, I haven't filmed a podcast episode in so long. I've been on the longest hiatus. The last episode I actually filmed was August 30th, and it's December 13th today, guys. Can we even believe that? You guys have seen some episodes go up on the Loud Talk podcast throughout the last few months. I pre-recorded like crazy, you know, before I left for Europe, which... If this is the first episode you're listening to, my name's Lavinia. I am a content creator, a chemical engineer, and business student. I have been content creating for over 10 years, and this is my podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards, focus on confidence, positivity, and just talk all things that people should just be more comfortable to get loud about. This is just the safe space to do that. So recently, well, not even recently anymore, August 30th, I actually moved from Canada to Europe. I'm now living in Vienna, Austria, for an exchange semester. And boy, do I have things to update you guys on today. I did a full episode on why I moved. And let me tell you, if you have not listened to that episode, there are so many insane signs that I got last year. Basically, the universe telling me, you need to move to Vienna, and everything in my heart pulling me there. And it just felt like if that wouldn't have worked out, like I had this such strong drive to do this and it had never crossed my mind to do it before. And then everything was pointing into that direction for me to move. And now I'm here. And it's crazy because now I've been living here for 3 months, just over 3 months, because I spent all of September traveling around. I just uploaded my full YouTube vlog with all of that content if you want to see like my full Europe travel, because it was a lot. I did 10 or 11 countries in 30 days. I can't even remember now. And then I've been living in Vienna ever since. I've started school. I've ended classes. I finished two already, had exams for that. So it's been a whirlwind. I have made so many memories here, made so many friends, but I really want to walk you guys through like what the start of my exchange looked like, because I was delaying my content so much in posting. And even with this podcast, I planned to film a podcast like the week after I got here, honestly, because I wanted like my fresh thoughts. And I got so overwhelmed with the filming of the podcast. I just felt like, I don't know why, I felt so discouraged to put up a new episode. I felt like I kind of lost my purpose with the podcast, or people weren't really interested. And I was really questioning, like, am I fulfilling anything by doing this? Is there a greater intent in this podcast that I want to fulfill? And I had to really think, like, where do I want to take this? How do I want to approach this? And I had to remind myself back to my, you know, first YouTube days of really remembering how I posted for years on end before I really found my true purpose online. And I had to remind myself, hey, like, it's just gonna take time with the podcast too. I got a little discouraged because technically in January we'll be coming up on almost 2 years of me doing this podcast, and it still feels so new in my mind. It still feels like my brand new project that I'm figuring out. And I think in there, which I don't want to make this episode all about this because I do want to get into the exchange stuff, so I'll keep it brief, but in there I think I got a little bit in that comparison mindset of comparing my podcast to others or other people's projects and being like, man, I've been at this for 2 years and it feels like it's not gone anywhere. But I looked back and I'm like, wow, I've talked to so many people. I've gone to share so many people's stories on here. I've gone to connect with a lot of people that truly enjoy listening to these episodes, or I've found these episodes helpful. And I had to remind myself that it's that same mentality of one person gets something out of these episodes, takes something home from these episodes I make, that is enough. And at the end of the day, these episodes are like therapy to me, and I feel like I've really, really missed that. So I remind myself of that, and we're back. Haven't filmed an episode in 4 months almost, but here we are, and I'm excited to sit down and talk to you guys today. I think I do want to do an episode on, you know, comparison, being in your 20s, feeling like you're behind, feeling like you're not in the right place, because I think that's where a lot of us feel like we're in life right now. But for today, I want to really focus on my exchange experience. And primarily, like those first few weeks of exchange, everything I felt, every emotion I had, and what nobody prepared me for before doing this extreme, crazy thing that was really scary and challenging and almost in different ways than I had thought. So, without further ado, I've already been rambling for so long. Let's get into this. I really look back at the day that I got my acceptance letter and got confirmed to this exchange program to be able to live in Vienna and the excitement I felt. And I couldn't even really like picture myself doing it yet because it still felt so far out. And it's like anything in life, when you know you have something in the future, you're like excited for it, but you can't even really imagine it. And I couldn't even really picture myself in it. And I didn't do any like daydreaming about like what my life will look like or anything like that because I honestly had no idea. I only really knew what my apartment looked like based on like a 360 view camera of it, but even that, like that was it. I didn't know what the streets around me would look like. I like briefly looked, but you can't really get, too much out of like Google search. I searched up like, the community to see like how it was, just get some ideas there. Searched up the campus, but other than that, like I honestly had no idea what to expect, what the city even looked like. And honestly, I'm kind of happy that I didn't, prepare myself too much in it that way because I think when I came here, everything was just so new and exciting that I really got to do all of that. But I didn't really have any expectations. And I think that was so beautiful for this experience because when you go into something with no expectations, that's really when you can be so open to the possibilities that can happen. And then, the summer leading up to me moving was so incredibly busy that it felt like almost like my exchange would be that moment of like fresh air and like just a pause because my life was just so go, 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 go. And I was losing it. Like I was taking classes. I took 16 courses in university last year, and mainly because I wanted to make this exchange semester a little more light. And I was taking classes right up until I think my last exam that I had was. Or was it a presentation? I honestly don't even remember. My last assignment or deliverable for school for the summer semester was like August 15th or something like that. And then I got straight into like working in overdrive. I was making so many videos. I was making like one YouTube video a day, like six TikToks a day. I was busting out content because I wanted to have enough content for when I was traveling the whole month of September so that it wasn't like, focusing on posting every day, even though I filmed the whole month of September. And then I ended up posting all of that closer to the end of October, actually, is when I started posting about my travel. So everything was kind of like shifted in my posting schedule. And I started to get a little bit of anxiety about that too, because I felt like, oh no, like, I feel like I'm posting everything from like a month ago. But honestly, it gave me a lot more time to just live in the moment and not worry about like, I filmed a video today, I need to edit it today, get it up. Like, I could just put the video up and edit the video that I filmed a month ago and kind of live more in the moment and just film throughout the day, but not really focus on the editing and posting part. So I don't know. I'm still figuring out what that, how that worked. But basically, I didn't even have like too many moments to think about my exchange because my life before it was just so go, go, go. I was in classes, I was working a ton. And honestly, up until the very moment I left, like I had a work trip to Toronto that I did with Sephora. I got to go out there with IT Cosmetics and talk to the Sephora team about skin positivity and showing more real skin in the beauty space and beauty campaigns, which was really cool. But I did that trip August, I want to say 25th, and then my flight to Europe was the 30th. So right up until I was leaving for Europe, everything was so, so hectic. And the days leading up, like I was packing everything, I had to think of like, how am I going to pack my whole life into two suitcases? What makeup am I going to pack? That was crazy because I've, as a content creator, as a beauty reviewer, I had to just pick like my top favorites and I had to consider like, okay, what work contracts am I going into? What products do I need to bring for that? All of that. And just thinking like, what do I need? Like, I've never in my life had to pack for living somewhere, across the world in a couple suitcases. So that was really, really stressful. But we got it done and then I was off. And I just remember getting on the plane on August 30th and feeling so excited. And then the second like I sat in my seat and looked outside the window, that's when it like all really hit me. And I just started crying like crazy because I was like, wow, like I'm actually not going to be living here for so long. And I'm saying goodbye to all these people and kind of putting my life here on pause in a way. Because that's how it honestly feels when you move away from home. If you've ever moved abroad on your own, the exact feeling I can describe it as is you are putting your life on pause back home and you are moving into this new version of yourself in a unknown place, literally across the world. Because me as Lavinia, I've never lived in Vienna. I was coming here as a fresh person to the people here, not knowing anybody, not having any expectations. When I say I literally knew no one here, I knew nobody here. I didn't come here on exchange with any friends. I didn't know anyone in the city from, online or anything like that. Like, I literally came here knowing zero people, not knowing even what the city looked like. And I was sitting on that plane, knowing it was a one-way flight. Obviously, I can go home in the future, but it was the fact that it's like, this is not a trip. Like, I've never felt that leaving on a plane. I've always been excited getting on a plane and being like, oh, I can't wait to go on this trip or this vacation. This was excitement mixed with the overwhelming feeling of like, I'm actually doing this. And it just felt so surreal because it was a little bit of a battle. If you watched the previous episode about my exchange, it was a battle to get this exchange sorted. And it just kind of felt, and on top of that, I did so much school and work last year to be able to get this exchange working, that sitting on that plane was that moment of like, wow. I'm actually here right now. And it was just this overwhelming sense of, I don't know what I'm doing. It was a sense of fear, sense of unknown. And this is actually crazy that I'm doing this. But there was a little bit of calmness still because I was doing a 1 month travel throughout Europe first. So that was like the first thing on my mind. And then the exchange. So it didn't feel like I was jumping into moving right away. But still, I had to realize like I'm going on this Europe trip and then I'm moving and I'm not gonna see these people, not gonna see my family and friends that I just said goodbye to until the new year. I did all my travels throughout Europe, which was so much fun. I love being able to travel. It's literally it fills my heart up. And I actually think so much about like my parents and the older generation who didn't do this type of travel in their 20s, at least like, for the most part, to the extent that we are. And I just feel like it's such a blessing to be able to travel and experience different cultures and locations and food and people and languages. And honestly, I know traveling is not for everyone, but if you can do it, do it. Like, no matter where you can travel to, if it's like, a road trip away or a flight or whatever it is, do it because it is so amazing for your growth. I feel like you learn so much about yourself when you're traveling and you put yourself out of your comfort zone because you're not in your regular environment. You have to kind of adapt to that. And that's really something I learned about this exchange too. So once I got to Vienna, I remember that morning, my first morning alone, waking up. And oh my God, this memory like plays in my mind so much. I woke up, my eyes are just like looking out around my studio apartment, and I feel so like cold and empty on the inside. It's like the most gutted feeling of loneliness. I have never in my life felt this way, and I really wasn't expecting myself to feel like this. There are feelings I've never had before, and I feel like if you've never like moved alone by yourself, you haven't felt this way. And even like when I moved out of my parents' place, I was living in the same city. Like, I didn't have that. I was just excited. And I thought that I would, like really miss home or feel that like sense of, oh, I can, am I making the right choice? I was just excited. And this time I just felt so incredibly alone. And I saw this quote that really stuck with me. And I think if you've moved abroad, this is the exact feeling because it's not that you don't have anyone in the city, because if you think about it, how many people in your life do you have around you? Your parents, maybe your friends, coworkers, even just familiar places, like, the streets you're going on, or the stores you need to go to or anything like that. Like, I moved somewhere where I didn't know one singular person, not even like an acquaintance, not even someone that I could like call and be like, hey, like, where do I go get my groceries or where do I buy the, like literally nothing. The only thing I had is the address of where to pick up my keys, the school I was going to, and that was about it. And that was such a hard morning. Everything felt so quiet and empty. Like, I just felt this empty feeling on the inside, It was almost like the feeling, and I wasn't crying that morning, and I wasn't crying like before I fell asleep or anything, but it was almost like that feeling of like when you wake up after a good cry, if that makes sense. Like, you kind of, I just felt like I had everything. Like, I felt so vulnerable in that moment, and I was looking around this space and kind of in a sense of like, what have I done? What did I get myself into? What did I think moving across the world like this? Like, how did I, what did I, why did I think to do that, you know? And all these feelings of like instant like regret and oh my gosh, I'm not gonna be able to do this, blah, blah. If you have these feelings, if you're moving abroad and you're feeling this, I can tell you right now, and I know everyone says this, but it truly, that period of loneliness is so short-lived. And yes, it comes in waves, but the things you will learn, oh, the things you will learn. I took a video the other day that I need to post of me on the train. And I had a video of me on the train, my first day alone in Vienna. And you can see the stark difference in my posture, in my face, in my, you can like see what I was feeling on the inside, on the outside. And it's so crazy how easily you become acquainted with something. So I'm kind of going on a tangent, but that first morning I felt like this and I laid in bed for hours. I just wanted to stay in my apartment. And if you guys know me, friends of mine, family of mine know that I am an extrovert to a T. I do not like staying in my house. I want to like leave my house whenever I can. I love being out. I love meeting new people, all of that. But in that moment, all I want to do was sit inside and not go anywhere. I felt so incredibly uncomfortable. And the only place I felt slightly comfortable was my four-walled apartment because it's all I knew. But I decided, you know what? This is not going to get me anywhere. So I got ready. I vlogged it and I know not everyone, you know, does content and stuff, but I think if you are moving abroad, even just keeping a diary journal for yourself, whether, you know, physically, but for me, the easiest thing is video. So that's what I do. And I mean, it's my job. So that helps as well. But I filmed this because it was really interesting to look back on. I started doing my makeup, I started getting ready and just talking out my emotions, talking out what I was feeling to myself because I felt like everyone that I was calling. My family stuff. And plus, at this hour of the day, because I'm 8 hours ahead of all my family back home, no one was up. And even when they were eventually up and I was sharing, you know, these feelings of loneliness, no one's really gonna understand it unless they've been through it. You know, I remember I was talking to my mom and she was like, yeah, well, you know, that's kind of how me and your dad felt when we moved to Canada because it was completely new life and everything like that. And I was like, I fully understand that. But I said, you guys had each other in that moment. You also had your side of the family that had already moved to Canada, my aunt and my cousins and my grandma. So it's like, at least you had them, or at least you had like one person. I was like, the scariest thing here is that I have nobody. But I started to be a little optimistic about that because as much as I did not know anyone, I did not know anything, I didn't know any places, where to walk to, metro, anything. I knew nothing. That was also the beauty of this experience. And I really had to dig into that feeling rather than the sadness of, oh my gosh, I'm alone, I'm panicking, blah, 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 and spiraling. I had to be like, okay, I don't know anyone here. That means I could meet some of the most amazing people I've met in my life. I don't know where anything is here, but I can go adventure and find my favorite cafes. I can find my favorite parks. I can just go on a walk and explore. And how exciting is it? How many times in your life, truly, how many times in your life have you entered a scenario where you don't know anybody, where you don't know anything, where you don't know where anything's gonna look like, where everything in your future is unknown? And for the first time in my life, I got to experience this. And this is why, after doing this, I think everybody, honestly, like, I mean, everyone's different, but I honestly think everyone in their 20s or 30s or 40s, or at some point in their life, should push themselves to move somewhere or do something that completely puts them out of their comfort zone. Now, I'm not saying all of you have to like move across the world to do this and feel that feeling, but for me, that's what it took, is moving to a place where I didn't know anyone, didn't know anything. I know I keep repeating that, but truly, I want to like exemplify how that feeling feels. And that really made me be grateful for the moment that I was experiencing because I realized it's such a once in a lifetime feeling. And most people don't actually get to experience this type of feeling where they're completely on their own and figuring everything out from scratch. I, in that moment, almost felt like a newborn baby because I was new to this world of Vienna, new to living fully alone. This was the first time in my life that I also lived fully alone. When I moved out previously, I had a roommate. I was also in my hometown. So this was really crazy. I was starting in a new city with no friends, no experience living alone. No German. I don't speak German either. So I was just like plopped here in Vienna and like, good luck, but the universe really pointed me in the right direction with this exchange. And I had to really trust in that and be grateful for the fact that I didn't know what anything was coming. I didn't know who I was going to meet. And that was the beauty in it, because I think we live so much of our day-to-day lives always expecting what's coming tomorrow, right? We know we're going to wake up, we're going to go to work, we're going to see our friends, we're going to do this. Like it becomes, you're always expecting what your day's going to become. And I think the beautiful part about life that we always forget about is that life is meant for experiencing and living. And I think so many of us forget that life is for living. We fall into these routines of work and school and stress and family life and all of that. And we forget to implement a little bit of living back into our life. And with this experience, it really forced me to take every day as it is and think, wow, I have no idea who I'm going to meet today. I have no idea where I'm going to end up walking to or what I'm going to stumble upon. And that was the beauty in it. So that first day, man, was it hard. I did not feel like getting out of bed, but I got myself ready. I started doing like a little video diary on my vlog, which that is up if you guys want to go watch my first week in Vienna vlog and actually see what I'm, talking about here and see it in kind of live action. But it was not easy, but I got myself ready and I left the house. I ended up meeting this girl at kickoff on day one, and she was also from Canada, from Toronto though, but we decided to do I think she asked me to check out like some thrift stores or something. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna, let's plan that with her and just leave the house. I made myself breakfast, which was also honestly really calming, and I kind of figured out what like my favorite breakfast was. And I'm not even kidding you guys. I've been eating that same breakfast since day one that I got here, which if you're wondering, you can see it in the vlog, but it's two eggs. Then I do some type of veggie like pepper or tomatoes, cheese, ham, and usually bread with some jam and my coffee. And I love it. I have not gotten sick of it. I love it, love it, love it every single day. Anyways, so I got up, went, and I am not kidding you. Within like the first week of me living here, I met three viewers from online. And this I took as such a big sign of I am really supposed to be in this city right now, because two things were going through my mind. Obviously, I was feeling like, wow, I don't know anyone here. Is this the right decision? Did I really make the right decision to come here? And two, I was having a lot of doubt and a lot of anxiety about my career because I'm a content creator. A lot of my content relies on like my location. I didn't have my beauty studio anymore, which I film all my content and I love so dearly. I work with a lot of American and Canadian brands, so I had a lot of fear in that. And it took about a good month for my TikTok algorithm and everything to back adjust to getting my videos back at like my regular views. So I was like panicking. Like I was full on panicking because I'm like, is this it? Is my career over? All of this. But I thought, you know what? Like I have done it once, I can always rebuild, I can find an audience here, whatever. Within the first week of me being here, I met three viewers that expressed so much gratitude for my content that I will never forget these people. And I truly think that this re-amplified, like, wow, I do this for a reason. And it showed me, oh my gosh, these people that love my content so much and feel like they really connect with me live in Vienna. And how crazy is that these people were in Vienna? So one girl was actually from Moldova. She was here visiting, but I met her on her last night here in this tiny, tiny, tiny little restaurant. It was crazy. It was honestly crazy. I walk in, there's like six tables at this restaurant. She's walking out and she goes, oh my gosh, like I follow you on social media. We take a photo together and she was so lovely. She expressed that, my content's really helped her and I was so grateful. And this was, I think, my second or third night in Vienna. So I was like, wow, thank you so much. Like that really meant a lot. The second girl I met actually on this day where I like dragged myself out of bed and headed and just like started exploring. I ran into her like on the street and she like noticed me and I put her in the vlog. It was such a nice moment. So, so sweet. I was really, really grateful to meet her. And then I also met these girls from Utah who were visiting Vienna also in a restaurant, which was really crazy. So again, I kind of took these as signs of like I'm meant to be here because I met these people in the city. And if I weren't here, like I wouldn't have met them. So I was meant to do that. And then it also gave me a great sign that like, oh wow, I have viewers even out here in Europe in Vienna. Like this is gonna be all okay. And I had to really put myself in that mindset. But like it wasn't that easy. It's not like I switched my mindset and then boom, like I had these anxiety-filled thoughts every day. I just had to keep working through them, keep working through them. And mind you, we're in December. These are all feelings I had back at the end of September when I had first started this journey of living here alone. I actually have a little planner here with me. And this planner I bought, I love having a physical planner. And this planner I bought has at the bottom of each week, which if you're watching the YouTube, you can see it. It says very important notes. And then it also says best thing that happened this week. So I want to go through kind of some of my weeks and look at back at these. So first week, I said, this is your first week in Vienna. You got this. And then I also wrote, do what makes your soul shine. Because I went to this cafe and they had at the bottom of the coffee cup a plate. And in German, I translated the phrase and it translated to do what makes your soul shine. And that has stuck with me ever since because I was like, yes, I'm literally doing this because I was called to do this. I want to, you know, grow and see how this experience can help me as a person and just like what I can learn from it. So that really, really made me happy. And I've always lived with the mentality to do what really makes you happy and do what your soul really calls you to and follow that. So that was really amazing. And then I wrote in here too, I met two, and then I crossed it out, replaced it with the three followers. Crazy how the universe works, which I wrote on there. And then I also heard, this is crazy. So the next day I had booked a breakfast, a brunch with a girl I met at orientation who is literally my closest friend here to this day. I am, girl, if you're listening, you know who you are. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that I met such a kind, down-to-earth, good-hearted individual that I could share so much of this exchange experience with. And this is what I mean. Like 2 days into me living here alone, I had no idea I was going to meet this girl, but I went up to a group of girls at orientation. Like I just threw myself into it because I saw two girls who had name tags with Canada on it. And I was like, okay, let me just go introduce myself. And I asked, does anyone here live like in the building I'm in? And one girl like turned around, she was like, me, I do. And like, I can still see it now, like when she did it. And I DM'd her on Instagram later that day. I'm like, hey girl, like I haven't really had the chance to meet too many people, which I really hadn't at that point. And I was getting really anxious because I felt like, you know, everyone's kind of making their little clicks and you know how people are, like they kind of cling to who they meet, you know, in that first few days. So I didn't want to do that. And honestly, if you are a exchange student moving somewhere, I really encourage you to not cling to the first few people you meet. They might be amazing people. Do not get me wrong in that way. Make these people your friends, hang out with them, but also expand. Try to meet as many people as you can, honestly, even if it's like from your first week of exchange to the middle of it to the very last week. Meet new people because you honestly never know who you're going to meet. You're here for this experience. You're doing this not to, you know, make the first friend you find on the first day and then stick with them. Hey, that first friend might be the person you click with and really have an amazing bond with, but then take that friend and be like, hey, let's go meet more people and let's go, you know, interact with more people. Cause I think the biggest part of this experience is meeting people from all over the world, from all different backgrounds, from all different cultures, and taking the most from every single person out of it. Because at the end of the day, these exchange semesters are typically 4 to 8 months. They go by really quickly. And make the most of it. Trust me, trust me, trust me. Do not cling to the first person you meet. I know that's the easy way and it's what feels comfortable, but try your best to put yourself out there and put yourself out there continuously. So I DM'd her. I was like, hey, let's, you know, like what day are you free? We decided to go for brunch. And this day at brunch, I was really nervous. I felt like I was going on a first date or something because it's like this new person I've never met. Like, you know, you typically don't make friends in that way. You kind of like bump into someone, meet them out of class, meet them through mutual friends and become friends this way. But this was like a planned, like, hey, let's go for brunch so we can see if we'd be good friends or not, you know? So I think we were both a little nervous, but right away we started talking and it just felt really easy and a good vibe. I'm like, okay, this is going well. And I was telling her the story about how I decided to move to Vienna and all the signs that came to me. I know I'm a broken record with that, but truly, there were so many amazing signs, and even her, she was like, wow, this is kind of crazy. I'm not even kidding you right now. As soon as I finished telling the story about everything, and if you guys know already, a big thing that pushed me to come here was actually the song Vienna by Billy Joel, because I feel that song describes my life perfectly. I have never related to a song more in my life. And the first time I listened to it and heard the song, I was like, wow, I really relate to this. And then the lyrics, Vienna Waits for You, came in and I was like, wait, whoa, 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 what? What do you mean Vienna waits for me, you know? So after I finished telling her this story, it was crazy, but in the cafe we were sitting at eating brunch, they started playing Vienna, like literally after, and both of us just went, oh, and like our jaws dropped. We were both so shook, and it was just Again, a really, really great sign that I was in the right place. Again, I was just getting all these signs. And sometimes you just have to let the universe show you these things and really trust in that. All right. Another crazy thing I feel like I did that really put me out of my comfort zone was I was on TikTok and my algorithm, of course, kind of knew that I was in Vienna. So it was kind of feeding me like different content creators. And this one girl came up on my page who does like school related content, a lot of, content related to like being a university student and working and, also living as an international student and all of that. And I don't know, there was something about, 'cause I had a lot of creators coming up on my screen, but there was something about this girl that like the energy through the phone, I was like, I vibe with this girl. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna DM her. I also sent her an email because sometimes DMs like don't go through. And she responded. She goes to my same university. So we grabbed coffee, had such a great time. I felt so welcomed by her. And it just felt like, okay, this is great. Also, because she's a content creator, it felt like we really were able to bond. And I was very happy to meet her because sometimes, working in this job can be a little isolating. And, you sit at home and work all day, so you don't, socialize with that many people. So it was really nice that I got to meet her right away. So looking at the second week in Vienna, I got to go to breakfast with her. I also got to explore so much of the city, walked around Schönbrunn Palace, which is to this day one of my favorite places to walk. It is stunning, and most of the days I walk up there, like all the way to the top, it is gorgeous. I love going there. I also got to walk around the city. I got to hear the most beautiful piano playing at Volksgarten, if you know where that is. It was absolutely stunning. I felt so alive in that moment. And I think it's moments like that where we really remember because that is a core memory for me. And I just felt like, wow. This is my life. Like, I get to experience this all because I took a chance and a risk, and now it's all paying back. And although it was scary, everything like that, everything that's uncomfortable and scary comes at a cost. And it was such an amazing feeling. I also, 1 week into living here, like, it's so crazy that this all happened in the span of, 2 complete weeks. By the end of 1 week, I had met like a handful of people, was kind of getting to explore more of the city, had my way down with the metro, at least to school, figuring out my apartment a bit more, making meals for myself at home, stuff like that. And then by the end of the second week, I had gone on my first day trip with a bunch of girls that I met. And we went to Bratislava, which is like an hour train ride away from Vienna for the day. Super rainy day. So rainy that day, honestly. It was like pouring rain and wind. Like, our umbrellas were not doing anything at that point. But we had already booked the train tickets. We went, and honestly, we made the most out of the day. And it really just came to show me that, again, no matter how cloudy and rainy it looks and is, I was feeling all that rain on me, I was still able to switch my mindset. And it really shows you how powerful the mind is, because I could have been like, oh, this weather's crap, we're having such a bad time, I'm cold, it's windy, my umbrella's broken, like all this stuff. Instead, it's like, this is actually hilarious that we're hiking up this incline to get to the castle. We can't see anything because of the rain and the wind, and we're like fighting on our umbrellas, all to see this castle. Like, we were just laughing about it and having a good time. And I think that is such a great lesson for the power of like your mind and how you can really turn something negative and turn it into a positive memory. So that was really cool that I got to kind of get my first day trip out 2 weeks into Vienna. And that was really like the start of me living here. I don't want to go too far in because I do want to make more podcasts kind of documenting the whole journey as well, and kind of line it up with the YouTube vlogs as well. So as you can see, I honestly have a lot to say about this experience. And really, we only covered the feelings of like my first week, 2 weeks living in Vienna. And the next thing I want to say that really helped me is, if you're moving somewhere new where you don't know anyone, try to plan something every single day, even if it's going to a new store, going to a new cafe, going for coffee with a new person, going for lunch with a new person. Try to do one thing that day that's different, because that's the only way that you can kind of grow and learn and discover more. Because if you're sitting at home every day waiting for things to come to you, it's just not going to happen. You really have to put yourself out there, and it's uncomfortable and it's scary. And even as a extrovert to the heart. It was so terrifying and scary for me too. But I'm looking back at my planner and like every single day I had at least one thing planned out with someone, like a coffee or a lunch or even a walk, even if it was with myself and it was like, hey, I'm gonna go walk to this place and try this out. I signed up for like a yoga class with a girl I met. It was honestly, I'm looking back at this stuff and I'm like, wow, that was really, really nice that I got to, do so much. And it really just took planning one thing a day. And then other things would just pop up. I'd be like, oh, this person, like, oh, I'm actually doing this tomorrow. Like, do you want to join? Sure. And you have to become such a like yes person, which I already am. I'm actually fighting with like the opposite of being a yes person. I'm trying to learn how to say no to more things and listen to myself, and because I get just the worst FOMO in the world. Maybe I'll do an episode on FOMO because it literally is debilitating sometimes how much my FOMO gets in the way, and I will say yes to everything and anything, even if I am so tired and not feeling it. But yeah. That is really my biggest advice there is make plans every day, sign up for things that you don't expect. Like I've never done a yoga class in my life. I signed up for it and I'm like, let's just do it, and just do things that are out of your comfort zone and things will work out. Take it just one day at a time and you will have moments where you are so lonely and feeling so lost and feeling like you're making the biggest mistake and feeling so overwhelmed, like no one understands you. But what you have to remember is all the people, or most of the people on exchange actually are probably feeling the same way. And what really helped me is finding people and friends that were also here alone. Because a lot of people came with friends from back home and, they had a different experience. They were living with roommates or they had roommates here that they knew before. They at least knew one person from their home university. I didn't. And my closest friend in Vienna to this day is a girl that also came here on her own as doing this alone. And I think that really helped because you can at least have that bond and share those feelings with someone that probably understands it as well. And it's scary, but I think you can grow so much and really just take the time and realize like I am doing something that most people would never get to experience and take it instead of focusing on, wow, this is so scary. I don't know anything. I don't know anyone. Take it as, wow, this is so cool. I don't know anything. I don't know anyone here. And I'm going to make the most of it. You have the chance to reinvent yourself here. Nobody knows you here, which is scary too, because it's like no one knows me. I don't know anyone, but you have the chance to kind of write this whole new storybook on yourself that you never had before. You have like a true fresh start and you have a fresh new perspective to your life, to everyone that you're surrounded by and meeting. And the one thing I will say is, it's not about feeling lonely in a city and feeling like you don't have anyone, feeling like you have no one to rely on. It's that no one has you. That was the scariest. And even now, like 3 months into it, I think that's the hardest thing because yes, I've made some really close friends, but at times, you have your ride or dies at home. You have your family that you can call in the middle of the night if something goes wrong and you know they will be there for you. When you move to a new city or move across the world by yourself, you don't have that. The closest person I had to call at that point was my dad, who lives an hour flight away from me. So that wasn't like, yes, it was closer than like my family on a 9-hour flight away, but it still was like, whoa, I don't have anyone here. And that's something I think even when I was telling friends about, that even when I was talking to people back home sharing that I was feeling this way, no one was really understanding that because it's one thing to, spend days alone and hang out with yourself, but it's like if all goes wrong, like no one has me here. No one has my back here. No one is really invested in like my well-being and how I'm doing and checking in on me. Obviously my family back home is, but it's really weird to live somewhere where no one has you. And you don't have anyone. And yes, you're meeting people and stuff, and you really have to just rely on those people and hold them close and share these experiences with them and share these feelings because they're probably going through very similar things. And I think we forget that sometimes. We forget that the whole world and all people are all going through very similar things. We're all feeling very similar things, but we isolate ourselves and think, oh, I'm the only person dealing with this problem. No, share it. And I'm telling you, so many people will relate. And that's why I wanted to make this episode because I feel like if you've studied abroad or if you are studying abroad, I want to give you a perspective into that and some tips and tricks there as well along the way. But it is scary, but it is so amazing at the same time. And that was just 2 weeks of my exchange. I want to do another episode kind of diving into the next part, kind of take this as a story, kind of go along with my vlogs as well if you haven't watched those. But yeah, I am so excited to be back to podcasting. I am already getting like so many ideas of what I want to do next for episodes. I want to do an episode on FOMO for sure, on the, destruction of comparison and how we compare ourselves so much in our 20s and thinking we're behind or we're not in the right place and all of that. Because I think a lot of us are feeling that right now. And if you have any other episodes that you want me to focus on, let me know down below in the comments. But I love you guys. This was, I think, the longest individual episode I've ever done on my own. I usually keep the individual episodes shorter and then the guest podcast like to an hour, but honestly, I really enjoyed this. I really did, and I feel like I got everything out. I'm gonna end it here though, because I do want to make some more episodes on the exchange process. But I love you all so much. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today, and remember that everything is about the progress over the perfection, and that you have the power to become your most confident self. It just takes an everyday mental work of every day looking and trying to find the positive things in life, even when things get us down. And it's okay to have bad days, and it's okay to feel through it always. That's why I've documented so much of this, because I really wanted to feel through the hard days and look back at it and be like, wow, look how far I've come, So I love you. Thank you for getting loud with me today and tuning in. If you're watching on YouTube, hi. Please excuse this makeshift setup. This is what we get for the podcast while we're on exchange until I get back to my studio. But I love you all so, so, so much. I cannot express the gratitude and the appreciation I have for everyone who takes the time to listen to this podcast. It truly, truly means the world to me. And yeah, that is it. I will be back with regular weekly episodes now. I promise I will not go on this long of a hiatus. But let me know what you want to hear on Loud Talk with Lavi and what topics you want me to cover or what guests you want me to have on, anything. But that is it. I have to go. I'm going to grab some dinner because it's 8 p.m. and I've had a very long day. But I hope you're having an amazing day or night wherever you're watching from or listening from. And you will hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye.